That's how I think our movement comes in India. In the last meeting, that's how symbolically I see Bhante sort of took over that message. And in the paper called Buddha and Future of His Religion, Dr. Ambedkar published. And that was published in the Journal of Mahabodhi Society while Bhante was editor in Kalimpong. And that's how Bhante came across with Dr. Ambedkar. And he immediately went and saw Dr. Ambedkar. And he said that we need an international movement and sort of order of international nature. And this is the strong connection between Triratna and Dr. Ambedkar's conversion movement. And it was a great mass of energy after conversion. But what happened because of sudden death of Dr. Ambedkar, people sort of lost in the idea of Buddhism. So some people followed Hinayana or they will do some activism and they say no Hinduism, Buddhism. So it became a mere socio-political activism. So Dhamma as such didn't sort of rooted in people's mind. And that's the great contribution of Triratna movement. It's one of the most systematic and effective movement in India now. Our order, which is doing a fantastic job. And of course, Subhuti everywhere contributes at greater extent in India. And Lokmitra establish powerful centers throughout India as much as he can. So now there are more than 70-80 centers in India. But we have two, three very active retreat centers. Throughout year, the program is full. And Nagaloka, if you have heard of, in Nagpur, they run a training, Dhamma training courses, Buddhism and social work, based on Dr. Ambedkar's and Bhante's perspective or presentation of Dhamma, which is making a considerable change. But of course, India is a huge and lots to be done.
Yes.
Would you say, I mean, there are a lot of Ambedkarite followers in India now, aren't there? Mm. Are most of those Buddhists, or is it...
Yeah, most...
They sort of became fractionalized, aren't they?
Well, it's fractionalized on organizational level. Uh-huh. And that's how they think that Buddhism become a more sort of activist mode,
yeah,
than Dhamma activities. Dhamma activity, what I mean, to really understand the essence of the Dhamma, to know the nature of Buddhism itself, not just replacing Hindu gods with the icon of Buddha. That will make no difference. So you will change the iconography, but not necessarily the essential, the gist or the essence of the Dhamma. That's what Dr. Ambedkar was aiming at. So that is a problematic area. In India, people do celebrate festivals, and fair enough, at least by name or by culture, there is some change at surface, but it didn't go much deeper, as we experience in our order. And that's how our movement is extremely important in India, and support sort of Indian wing of the Triratna becomes significant in that sense. Because order member will teach practices, they will teach basic meditation, they will teach what do we mean by meditation. Yes, I can replace the pictures by Hindu god or Christian god or whatsoever, but not necessarily that will change your perspective to look at reality. So that's how Triratna is sort of becoming more active in that front. Triratna movement is well known, not in entire India. Still we are a little fish in a huge pond. But fish is growing. Fish is certainly growing, and we are sort of creating a ripples which reach to the surface of Indian society. And people can well fairly see it changes the sort of marriage system in a way, because that's what I was trying to say. Conversion make a difference, at the surface. They replace with certain ideas, but it didn't go much deeper. So still husband behaves with the wife as if Hindu husband and Hindu wife with the hierarchies. But that is now changing slowly. And also how to put shrine and marriages are performed by the dhammacharis very widely in India. And earlier it was just Brahmin should perform the marriage ritual or monk should do it. But now the dhammacharis are doing it and creating a sort of new culture. So it becomes popular in that sense. And we have started celebrating Buddha festival on the very ground where Dr. Ambedkar converted. So a lot of people are sort of encouraged by that, celebrating art, culture, songs. It's not just sort of suffering and pessimism in that sense. That is a misunderstanding people do carry in their mind, but it's also, it liberates you from certain suffering and gives you much more than what we experience. So in that sense, it becomes a joyful moment also. People do experience brotherhood, sisterhood and fraternity among Tiratna movement and taking grips in several parts of other states as well.